That means the madness is here. It's arrived. And for the Loyola Greyhounds, their Patriot League tournament starts tomorrow, and their dreams of advancing into March starts tomorrow as well. And joining us right now, the head basketball coach at Loyola, Gigi Smith, is with us from Massachusetts, Worcester to be exact, where they will play Holy Cross tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Gigi, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, tell me about entering this tournament. I know you're not playing in the game you were hoping to play in, playing early in this thing against Holy Cross as a seed down in the tournament, but what's your mindset right now?
Well, our mindset's we're okay. You know, we had a tough loss against Navy the other day. I think Navy does a good job of guarding us the best in league play. And, you know, our league was really balanced this year. Every game counted. You know, had we won against Navy, we would have been sixth playing on Thursday at Lehigh. But, you know, we lost, and now we're ninth playing here at Holy Cross. But, you know, it's March. Like you said before, it's March Madness time. It's a time for guys to have some new life. You know, we get the makeup for some things that we didn't do this past year as far as getting to the top six seed. So our guys are excited. You know, it's tournament time. Like I said, it's a tournament. So we got a little pod here. We got us and Holy Cross and win against Bucknell. So we were just here last week. We lost by 3 points against Holy Cross last week. So we know our guys can play up here. And we just want to compete and survive in advance.
Survive in advance. That's the name of the game right now. That's amazing, by the way, Coach Smith, that you went from a possible six seed to a nine seed with one loss to end the regular season at Navy or home against Navy.
Well, you know, our whole league came down to a whole bunch of tiebreakers, and it really came down to the very last game of the season to figure out where everybody went. I mean, from three all the way to ten. So Colgate and Bolton and Bucknell locked up that one or two spots, and everybody else is just sitting on. Come Saturday afternoon, we're going late Saturday afternoon. So, it's, you know, this league. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Army got all the way to the finals and ended up winning it. The Army finished last, and they were preseason picked third in our league. And you know, you never know what's going to happen. And with our league being so balanced the way it is, we have a better chance. You know, we have a chance just as good as anybody else. But we got to come here and get this one tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, so you do not have a defeatist mindset that there's no way you can rattle off four wins here between now and March 11th.
No, everybody's counting us out. You know, I told the guys, but the biggest thing about this year, this time of year, you can't be too tight. You know, you are who you are. You don't want to change up too much. You want to try to do the things that you've been doing well all year. So we're going to try to do the things we did well all year, which is defend the 3-point line. We did a great job of rebounding the ball this year. We just got to find a way to make some shots and make some clutch shots and then make some 3-pointers. And against Navy made like seven or eight threes, only made one. So the name of the game, still got to make shots. And we can do those three things. I think we'll be okay tomorrow.
Now you have two freshmen who made the all-rookie team in the Patriot League this year in forward Cam Gregory and guard Andre Walker. What does that say potentially about the future and next year? I know you're not thinking about next year, but where this thing is heading.
Well, I love our freshman class. You know, not only Andre Walker and Cam Gregory, we also have Chance LeBernard and Colton Bishop and Matt Stabby, all who contributed a lot this year. So, but Andre, he was great. You know, he ended up starting the last 10 games at the point guard position. You know, he's been great as far as getting to him and finishing and leading the team. And then Cam Gregory, you know, he was starting earlier, but he's been coming off the bench. And he's an offensive rebounding machine. He does a great job getting to the free throw line. So I'm really proud of those two guys. Really represent Loyola as far as making an all-rookie team. So you got the bright future's bright. You know, the good thing to have those guys around for another 3 years.
The game has changed a lot. It's hard to be a freshman, I guess, once March rolls around and you've played as many games as you do now. Different from even when you were playing a lot in college basketball, Coach Smith. But, you know, right now to be in this sort of tournament, is there anything differently you tell a bunch of 18-year-olds as you would maybe a sophomore, junior, senior?
You don't want to change it up too much. I mean, I don't think, you know, guys understand the pressure as far as, you know, if you lose this game, you're done. If you win, you get to play on. I think our guys like that pressure, and I think they're up for the challenge. And we do have a lot. We have three guys that play, three freshmen that play a lot of minutes early in the game. So, you know, but these guys, you don't want to do anything different. You want to keep doing things that you've been doing all year, and just don't throw anything new. You know, you are who you are. This time you got to rebound, and you got to defend, and you got to make shots. That's what it comes down to.
You played Holy Cross just a few weeks ago, a 3-point loss there, but you split with them in the regular season. How interesting is it to kind of go right back at them here tomorrow night after you played them on February 25th? And then what can you tell us about this matchup? Obviously pretty even.
Holy Cross is a really good team. Obviously, we know Coach Milan Brown from his times at Mount St. Mary's, so he knows about us and Loyola. You know, they have a really good player in Malcolm Miller, who was second-team All-League. And he had 30 points the other night at BU, and he had like 16 against us last game and had like 20-some against us at home. So we got to do a good job of just containing him. He's really athletic. He can step out and shoot the three. He's a mismatch for a lot of teams in our league. So, you know, we've got to contain him. You know, and they also have a couple of the kids that are pretty good, and the point guard, and Burrell. So it's going to be – the Holy Cross is a lot like us. And we're kind of the same. We're really good defensively. We're very athletic. We both like to press, but we both have trouble just putting the ball in the basket. So I guess whoever can put the ball in the basket most is going to win, as with most games.
Defense tends to play this time of year, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to defend. I mean, you got to defend. That's the name of the game. Hopefully teams are getting multiple stops, you know, and then convert on offense. It's probably going to win. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow.
Loyola basketball coach Gigi Smith. Their Patriot League tournament starts tomorrow at Holy Cross. If they win, they get the top seed Bucknell in just a couple of days on Thursday on March 5th. So, Coach Smith, hopefully we'll be talking before then. Best of luck tomorrow at 7, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
That is Gigi Smith, the head basketball coach at Loyola University. Again, they have Holy Cross on the road tomorrow. That's a 9-8 game. Four teams from that league play on Thursday, play tomorrow, I should say. And then it was that close. Loyola could have been a 6 seed having a first-round bye, but by virtue of their loss in tiebreakers at Navy this past Saturday, they slipped all the way down to a 9 seed playing tomorrow against Holy Cross. So if they win, though, they get the top seed Bucknell. And if you beat Bucknell, anything's possible. But it starts this time of the year with one win, especially at the mid-major level.